My friends, today, I want to talk to you about something that might just flip your world upside down in the best possible way. We're talking about a promise, one that's been whispered throughout the ages, but perhaps you haven't truly grasped its magnitude. Brace yourselves, because I'm about to lay it on you. God will end your suffering, my friends. I've been through too much to believe in some fairy tale promise like that. But hold on just a moment. I'm not here to sell you some empty words or false hope. Let's delve into that. Suffering, it's a part of life, isn't it? We all experience it in some form or another. Whether it's physical pain, emotional turmoil, or the weight of circumstances bearing down on us, suffering is a universal language we can all understand. But here's the thing. It's not meant to be the end of our story. You see, we serve a God who specializes in endings, not the kind that leave you hanging or wondering what could have been, but the kind that tie up every loose end with a bow so perfect, you'll wonder why you ever doubted in the first place. God is in the business of endings, my friends, and he's got a track record that speaks for itself. Think about it. Throughout history, God has shown time and time again that he's got a knack for turning the tables on suffering. From the Israelites escaping slavery in Egypt to Jesus conquering death itself, God has a way of flipping the script in the most unexpected ways. And let me tell you something, my friends. He hasn't lost his touch. So, what does this mean for you and me? It means that no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how deep the pain or how heavy the burden, there is hope on the horizon. God sees your suffering, and he's not content to let it define you. He's got a plan, a purpose, and a promise that's bigger than anything you could ever imagine. But here's the kicker. You've got to trust him. I know. Easier said than done, right? Trusting God in the midst of suffering can feel like trying to navigate through a storm without a compass. But here's the thing. God is the compass. He's the North Star that guides us through the darkest of nights and the fiercest of storms. All we have to do is follow his lead. So, how do we do that? How do we trust God when everything around us seems to be falling apart? It starts with surrender. It starts with laying down our pride, our fears, and our doubts at the foot of the cross and saying, God, I can't do this on my own, but with you, all things are possible. And let me tell you something, my friends. When you surrender to God, when you trust him with your suffering, miracles happen. I've seen it with my own eyes. Broken hearts healed, bodies restored, lives transformed from the inside out. God is in the business of miracles, my friends, and he's got one with your name on it. Now, I want to address something crucial here. Sometimes, when we hear about God ending our suffering, we might misunderstand what that means. It doesn't always mean that our troubles will vanish in an instant or that we'll never face hardship again. No. Sometimes, God's way of ending our suffering is to walk with us through it, to give us the strength and resilience to endure, and to transform us in the process. You see, there's beauty in the struggle. It's in those moments of darkness that we discover just how bright our faith can shine. It's in the midst of our pain that we learn what it truly means to trust in God's goodness and his unfailing love. So don't despise the trials you're facing, my friends, for they are the very crucible in which God is refining you into something truly extraordinary.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Let me tell you something else. You are not alone in your suffering. Far from it. God is with you every step of the way, walking beside you, carrying you when you can't go on, and whispering words of comfort and hope into the depths of your soul. You are never alone, my friends. No matter how isolated or abandoned you might feel, God is with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. So, where do we go from here? How do we live in light of this powerful truth that God will end our suffering? We do it by holding fast to our faith, by clinging to the promises of God's word, and by living each day with courage, compassion, and conviction. We do it by reaching out to those around us who are suffering, offering them a hand to hold, a shoulder to cry on, and a heart full of love. And above all, we do it with hope. Hope that transcends our circumstances. Hope that defies logic and reason. Hope that springs eternal from the very heart of God. For as the Apostle Paul reminds us, suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts. So my friends, take heart. God will end your suffering. It might not happen when or how you expect, but it will happen. And in the meantime, hold on to hope with all your might, for it is the anchor for your soul in the midst of life's storm. Trust in God's goodness. Believe in His promises, and watch as He turns your suffering into something beautiful, beyond your wildest dreams, my friends. Now, let's dig a little deeper into what it means for God to end our suffering unexpectedly. You see, God's ways are not our ways, and His timing is not always our timing. Sometimes, just when we think we've reached the end of our rope, when we feel like we can't take another step, that's when God swoops in and does something utterly miraculous. Think about it. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we see God showing up in the most unexpected places, in the most unexpected ways. He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites when they were trapped between the sea and Pharaoh's army. He brought down the walls of Jericho with nothing but a shout and a trumpet blast. He healed the blind, the lame, and the leprous with a simple touch of His hand. And He's still doing the same thing today. Maybe you've experienced it yourself. The sudden breakthrough, the unexpected provision, the divine intervention that leaves you shaking your head in awe and wonder. That's the God we serve, my friends. The God of the unexpected. The God of surprises. The God who delights in turning our expectations upside down. But here's the thing. In order to experience God's unexpected endings, we have to be willing to let go of our preconceived notions of how things should be. We have to surrender our plans, our agendas, and our desires to the one who knows us better than we know ourselves. We have to trust that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And that's not always easy, is it? Trusting God with our suffering, especially when it feels like it's never going to end, requires a level of faith that can feel downright terrifying at times. But here's the good news. You don't have to muster up that faith on your own. God is more than willing to give it to you, if you'll only ask. So my friends, I want to encourage you today to lean into God's unexpected endings. Trust that He is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. Believe that He has a plan and a purpose for your suffering, and that He will bring it to a glorious conclusion in His perfect timing. Now, let's talk about what happens when God ends your suffering. It's not just about the relief of pain or the lifting of burdens, although those are certainly part of it. No, when God ends your suffering, He does something far greater than just alleviating your current circumstances. He brings about a transformation of heart, of mind, and of soul. You see, suffering has a way of shaping us. It molds us, refines us, and chisels away at the parts of us that are not aligned with God's purposes. But when God steps in and brings an end to that suffering, He doesn't just leave us as we were before. No, He takes the broken pieces of our lives and He rebuilds them into something new, something stronger, something more beautiful than we could have ever imagined. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Think about it. When Jesus healed the blind man, He didn't just restore his physical sight. He opened his eyes to a whole new way of seeing the world, a world filled with wonder, with beauty, and with the glory of God. When God ended the suffering of the Israelites in the wilderness, He didn't just lead them to the promised land. He transformed them from a ragtag group of slaves into a mighty nation, chosen and beloved by God Himself. And He wants to do the same thing for you, my friends. He wants to take your suffering and He wants to turn it into something glorious. He wants to take your pain and He wants to use it to bring about healing, both in your own life and in the lives of those around you. He wants to take your brokenness and He wants to use it to bring about redemption, to bring about restoration, to bring about revival in your soul. But here's the catch. You have to let Him. You have to be willing to surrender your suffering to God, to trust Him with it completely, and to allow Him to work His wonders in your life. It's not always easy, I know. Letting go of our pain, our anger, our resentment, it can feel like letting go of a part of ourselves. But trust me when I say this, it's worth it. My dear friends, sometimes God allows us to walk through seasons of suffering, not because He's punishing us or because He's forgotten about us, but because He knows that it's in those very seasons that we grow the most. It's in the valleys of life that we learn to trust God in ways we never could on the mountaintops. It's in the darkness that we discover just how brightly the light of God's love shines. But here's the beautiful thing. Even in the midst of our suffering, even when it feels like God is a million miles away, He is right there with us. He's holding us in His arms, wiping away our tears, and whispering words of comfort and peace into our hearts. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter how bleak our circumstances may seem. So, if you're in the midst of suffering right now, if you're wondering where God is and why He hasn't ended your pain yet, I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to hope. Hold on to faith. And above all, hold on to the unshakable truth that God is still in control, even when it feels like everything is spinning out of control. And if you're on the other side of suffering, if you've experienced God's unexpected endings in your life, I want to challenge you to reach out to those who are still in the thick of it. Be a source of comfort and encouragement to them. Remind them that they are not alone, that their suffering is not the end of their story, and that God has a plan and a purpose for their pain. So, my friends, God will end your suffering. It might not happen overnight. It might not happen in the way you expect. But mark my words, my friends, it will happen, because we serve a God who specializes in endings, and He's not done with you yet. So hold on, keep the faith, and watch as God works wonders in your life. My friends, if you found encouragement and hope in this message, I want to encourage you to share it with others who may need to hear these words. You never know whose life you might touch, or whose heart you might uplift by passing along this powerful message of God's love and His promise to end our suffering. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to our channel for more uplifting content, inspirational messages, and words of encouragement to help you navigate life's challenges with faith and resilience. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with our community and be the first to know when we release new content that could uplift and inspire you on your journey. So go ahead, hit that share button, spread the word, and let's come together as a community to share the hope and love of God with the world. Together, we can make a difference, one heart at a time. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and may God bless you abundantly as you walk in His love and grace. Now, let us conclude this message with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today with a heavy heart, seeking your guidance and protection. I pray for your divine intervention in my financial struggles, that you may provide me with the resources, opportunities, and wisdom to overcome my difficulties. Please help me to manage my finances in a responsible and sustainable manner, so that I may provide for myself and my loved ones without fear or worry. May your blessings shower upon me and grant me the financial stability and abundance that I need to live a fulfilling and meaningful life. I also pray for your healing touch to be upon me, both physically and emotionally. Please help me to overcome any illness or affliction that I may be facing, and to find comfort and strength in your love and grace. May you restore me to full health and vitality, so that I may serve you and fulfill my purpose with vigor and enthusiasm. Finally, I ask for your protection and guidance in all aspects of my life. Please watch over me and shield me from harm, both seen and unseen. May your light shine upon me and lead me towards the path of righteousness and virtue. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.